आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says there is no possibility of trade with Pakistan as long as tensions persist on the border. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold election rallies in Uttarakhand and Rajasthan today. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud emphasizes on pivotal role of technology in transforming criminal justice system. India's coal and lignite production hits all-time high of over 1 billion tons for financial year 2023-24. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeat Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said there is no possibility of trade with Pakistan as long as tensions persist on the border. Mr. Jaishankar was speaking at a corporate summit on Bharat's economic rising, organized by the Southern Gujarat Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Surat. He said terrorism in any form will not be tolerated. Taking a dig at China over its claims on Arunachal Pradesh, the minister said that Arunachal Pradesh is an Indian state and will always be an Indian state, and changing names would not impact this fact. The minister added that India must focus on manufacturing to beat China economic front. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has strongly condemned China's illegally standardized geographical names given to 30 places inside Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said, China has been making all baseless claims, but that's not going to change the ground reality and the historical facts. He said Arunachal Pradesh is an inalienable part of India and people of Arunachal Pradesh are supremely patriotic Indians by all standards and definitions. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address his first election rally in Uttarakhand for the Lok Sabha polls 2024 today in Rudrapur, which comes under the Nainital Udham Singh Nagar Lok Sabha constituency. BJP candidate and Minister of State Ajay Bhatt is contesting from this seat against Congress candidate Prakash Joshi. Voting will be held on the 19th of April in the first phase for all the five Lok Sabha seats of the state. In Rajasthan, Prime Minister Modi will also address an election rally in Kotputli under Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha constituency. He will address this public meeting in Kotputli in support of the party's candidate from Jaipur Rural Lok Sabha seat, Rao Rajendra Singh. This will be the Prime Minister's first meeting for the Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan since the announcement of polls. Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan will be held in two phases on April 19th and April 26th. Union Home Minister and BJP senior leader Amit Shah is paying a day's visit to Karnataka today. He will be addressing Shakti Kendra Party workers in Bengaluru in the morning and later hold a roadshow in Channapatna, which is part of Bangalore Rural Lok Sabha constituency. BJP State General Secretary and Election Management Committee convener V. Sunil Kumar informed that Amit Shah will be addressing party workers from five Lok Sabha constituencies. The core committee members meeting of five constituencies will also be held today. President H.D. Kumaraswamy will also hold a meeting with Amit Shah and brief him about the political situation and work out a coordinated election campaign between BJP and JDS. Congress has released a list of two candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. Abhay Kashinath Patil will contest from Akola, Maharashtra, and Ms. Kadiyam Kavya from Warangal, Telangana. In Madhya Pradesh, Chindwara Lok Sabha seat remains a prestigious seat for both the BJP and Congress parties. More than 16 lakh voters will decide the fate of 15 candidates on this seat in the first phase on the 19th of April. More from our correspondent.
A total of 15 candidates are trying their fate in Chindwara. Congress has fielded Nakul Nath, sitting MP and son of former Chief Minister Kamal Nath, while BJP has given ticket to Bunty Vivek Sahu. Apart from the candidates of Bahujan Samaj Party, Rashtriya Gondwana Party, Gondwana Ganatantra Party, Republic Party of India, seven independent candidates are also in the fray. Chindwara Lok Sabha constituency consists of seven assembly seats. The total number of voters in Chindwara is about 16,28,000. In fact, except for one Lok Sabha by-election in last 44 years, Congress or rather Kamal Nath has dominated the seat. In the last Lok Sabha elections also, BJP had won 28 seats out of 29 in the state except Chhindwara. Hence this time, Chhindwara has become a most important priority for the BJP. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Ahead of the Lok Sabha elections 2024, to instill a sense of security among the general public, Punjab Police, along with teams of Central Armed Police Forces, CAPF, carried out flag marches at all the vulnerable and sensitive pockets across the state yesterday.
Police teams led by Commissioner of Police and SSPs conducted flag marches in all 28 police districts simultaneously. The exercise was aimed to boost the confidence of the general public besides preparing police personnel to tackle any untoward situation. Security has been beefed up across the state and strong nakas, including 57 permanent, 149 temporary and 11 high-tech nakas with sophisticated gadgets have been planted at all the 217 entry exit points of the state. The excise officers have been mandated to be part of these interstate nakas. Apart from this, 25 companies of Central Armed Police Forces, CAPF, have been deployed in vulnerable districts to dominate sensitive and hypersensitive areas. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Chief Justice of India, Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, has emphasized the pivotal role of technology in transforming the criminal justice system. Delivering the 20th D.P. Kohli Memorial Lecture in New Delhi on the occasion of CBI Day yesterday, Justice Chandrachud advocated adopting new technology to tackle new-age criminal networks effectively. He said the need of the hour is to recognize the complexity of CBI proceedings and to leverage technology to avoid delays.
The new criminal laws recently enacted by Parliament encompass substantive crime, procedure, and evidence. These laws aim at digitizing various aspects of criminal procedure. This is a significant step towards modernizing the justice system. From the initial registration of a first information report to the final delivery of judgment, every stage of a criminal investigation is slated to be recorded digitally under the purview of the proposed legislation. This comprehensive approach ensures a seamless flow of information and is intended to facilitate better coordination and collaboration among stakeholders involved in the investigative and adjudicatory processes.
Coal Minister Prahlad Joshi has informed that for the first time ever, India's coal and lignite production has crossed 1 billion tons. He said owing to favorable support from the government resulting in capacity expansion, coal and lignite production has grown by more than 70% over the last 10 years. Hailing the achievement, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that crossing 1 billion tons in coal and lignite production marks a historic milestone for India and reflecting the government's commitment to ensuring a vibrant coal sector. The Indian Air Force is conducting its biggest exercise, Gagan Shakti, at the Pokhran Field Firing Range in Jaisalmer District. This exercise, which began yesterday, will continue till the 10th of April. In the exercise, all the major fighter aircrafts and modern helicopters of the Air Force are demonstrating their striking capabilities. More from our correspondent.
The Indian Army is providing logistic support for this mega exercise, facilitating a comprehensive pan-India movement of about 10,000 IAF personnel and ammunition in order to validate the operational rail mobilization plan aspects of Indian Air Force. The exercise is being conducted at various locations across the country, including the Pokhran Field Firing Range in Jaisalmer. Many fighter planes and helicopters, including Tejas, Rafale, Sukhoi 30, Jaguar, Globemaster, Chinook, Apache, Prachand will participate in this exercise. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
The Hindustan Aeronautics Limited has delivered two Dornier 228 planes to the Guyana Defence Force. In a social media post, President of Guyana, Dr. Irfan Ali, said the planes arrived at Chedi Jagan International Airport last evening aboard two Boeing C-17 Globemaster military transport planes. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has said that for the first time, the country's defence exports have crossed 21,000 crore rupee mark in 2023-24. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the defence exports have witnessed a spectacular growth of more than 32% over the previous fiscal year. Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that isolated to scattered light to moderate rainfall and snowfall is very likely over western Himalayan region during the next 7 days, and isolated light to moderate rainfall over adjoining plains of northwest India during 5th of this month. The weather department also forecast heatwave conditions over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, North Interior Karnataka and Telangana during the next 3 days. Earlier, Union Minister for Earth Sciences Kiran Rijiju said that the country is anticipated to experience extreme heatwave conditions in the upcoming 2.5 months. Briefing media in New Delhi, the minister said he had a useful meeting with stakeholders in view of the upcoming elections amid the prediction for extreme heat.
हीट वेव के समय में कम से कम लोगों को नुकसान हो इसको व्यवस्था के लिए तैयारी की हुई है हीट वेव को रोकने के लिए स्टेक होल्डर से राज्य सरकारों के साथ मिलकर के मेरे अध्यक्षता में 2 दिनों का बैठक हुई उसमें पूरा तैयारी कैसे कैसे किया है उसका एक पेशकश की गई है और आगे और क्या करना चाहिए इसका भी एडवाइजरी जारी किया गया है.
In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Rajasthan successfully chased down the target of 126, reaching 127 for 4 in just 15.3 overs. For Rajasthan, Riyan Parag scored an unbeaten 54 runs from 39 balls. Earlier put into bat first, Mumbai managed to score a paltry 125 runs for the loss of 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Today, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Lucknow Super Giants at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. IST. In table tennis, India's top-seeded men's doubles duo of Manav Thakkar and Manush Shah finished runners-up of the WTT Feeder Autotech in Slovenia. The Indian players lost to Kim Min-yo-hek and Park Gang-hyung of South Korea 2-3 in the summit clash. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers on the front page carry the story of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal being sent to Tihar Jail till April 15. The Times of India headlines, court orders judicial custody till April 15, CM sent to Tihar. The Indian Express says, Kejriwal sent to Tihar till April 15. ED says he's uncooperative, evasive, misleading. The Asian Age headlines, Kejriwal in Tihar till April 15, Atishi Saurabh face ET heat. Hindustan Times headlines, let's make rupee a global currency, says PM to RBI. The Statesman has on its front page, PM lauds RBI, says India must become financially Atmanirbhar in 10 years. The papers add that PM Modi asked the RBI to prepare a 10-year strategy to make the Indian rupee a globally accessible and acceptable currency. And finally, Gamcha craze picks up as pole heat soars, is a story in The Pioneer, which adds that as temperatures rise above 40 in various Indian states, the humble Gamcha or cotton scarf has taken center stage as a quintessential accessory. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says there is no possibility of trade with Pakistan as long as tensions persist on the border. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to hold election rallies in Uttarakhand and Rajasthan today. Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud emphasizes on pivotal role of technology in transforming criminal justice system. India's coal and lignite production hits all-time high of over 1 billion tons for financial year 2023-24. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeat Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.